This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Joining us right now to start on hour number two, the professor of politics out there in California, IA, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, let me give a shout out here. I got a lot of people chiming in here and I haven't really been able to get back to them. But hello, Stephen. Hello, Jeannie. Hello, Danielle. Hello, Beverly. Hello, George. Hello, Mark. And hello, Paul. Appreciate all you guys chiming in and, I'll get back to you as soon as I can, but we're got a lot of things going here. Kyle, what the hell's going on in California? Because once again, we hear up to 40 looters targeted California Bay Area stores, not just in one area, but all around the area for the third straight day. Target has announced they're going to close on Thanksgiving Day. They never close on Thanksgiving Day. That's one of their biggest sale days of the year.
Well, that's right. Now, they did close, I believe, last year because of COVID. But they've announced they're going to be closed this year, and then that will be their policy moving forward on Thanksgiving. So, unfortunately, you can't run out to Target and get something you might need for Thanksgiving dinner.
Or buy your Christmas gifts like a lot of people did.
That's right, trying to get a head start on all the Black Friday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's right, Captain. In the around the city of Hayward, I understand, police were responding to different calls around 5:30 p.m. from stores in an area called the Southland Mall.
Did you say Hayward?
Hayward.
That's on the east side of the San Francisco Bay, just south of Oakland.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
We understand that a Macy's store was ransacked. 40 to 50 looters with hammers going into Sam's Jewelers, for example, breaking the glass cases. And so this is becoming all too normal, unfortunately, with what we saw in Walnut Creek over the weekend. But one thing is certain, Captain, people are doing this. They're organizing in some way, some fashion, in order to go in and get the merchandise, swarm in. There's people waiting in what really are just getaway cars at this point. So it's very, very concerning. And of course we hear law enforcement talking about, well, we're doing everything that we can. But this may be the outcome of a long, long time of trying to demonize the police, glorify the idea that, hey, it's okay to go steal stuff, and don't worry, oh, by the way, they have insurance. Well, guess what? That only works, a little bit, because eventually the stores are going to close down. And then what happens when those stores close down? Why are you closing down these stores? It's inequitable. Now you're taking stores out of areas that need stores.
You know what's going to happen about the insurance?
What's that?
They're going to stick them in a risk pool.
Well, that's
then
right.
Watch what happens to the products.
Well, exactly. And but it's no excuse. You can't simply pawn off criminal behavior by saying, well, they have insurance. People have insurance, yes, for disasters or other unforeseen circumstances, so that you're covered, so that you can be made whole again. But this is becoming a trend. It is an alarming trend. It is rampant. It will keep getting worse. And I'm afraid, Captain, we've already seen a propensity of violence from some of these looters, and that means someone who's just working in the store or shopping in the store could be at great risk from a mob of people, whomever they may be, coming into the store with the crazed idea of looting and hurting people. This is the wrong thing to be happening in the United States of America.
I totally agree. Yep. And when they do that, back during the hurricanes, in the middle 2000s, our governor at the time, I believe it was Jeb Bush, issued a shoot-to-kill order for the people in South Florida, where if they were looting, they told the police shoot-to-kill.
Well, and
you want to know something? The looting stopped.
Well, it's because there's a consequence, and so many people will simply say it's not worth it to go out and cause this kind of this criminal behavior, this mayhem and so forth. It's not worth it. But yet what they have been taught, Captain, is that they've been taught that, well, it's not really that big a deal anymore, and you really deserve it, and you're just sticking it to, you know, these big corporations and this kind of thing. They have no idea that destroying their own community is just a one-way ticket to disaster.
Well, you start shooting them, and they will change their mind very quickly.
Yeah, exactly right.
Because you're defending yourself and your property, because some of these people, I understand, were armed, because the police were in the vicinity of some of the stores that were this was done to. I believe it was the Nordstrom's, and they were in the area, and they responded to the call once they got it. And they went in, and they actually dragged some of these people out of their vehicles right through the windows and whatnot, because they didn't want to come, of course. Dragged them right out of their cars through the windows, and some of them were armed.
And again, this is very dangerous for just bystanders or people who work in the store. Exactly.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on...
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
By the way, Mission Barbecue is sponsoring up with, joining up, teaming up with Toys for Tots, the Marine Corps Toys for Tots. So if you want to bring a toy that's not wrapped up and whatnot and drop it in the Toys for Tots box, you'll get yourself a free dessert. How about that? So there you go. And that's going to be going on probably until a couple of days before Christmas, I would imagine. All right, well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company. I spoke to Dawn yesterday, and she was very happy and thrilled to tell everybody that your Christmas wish list can be fulfilled over there at MyPillow.com because they got everything's in stock. There's no problem with getting whatever you want to order. There's no big delay or this, that, and the other, or none of that stuff. And, of course, they got those brand-new slippers, and again, I don't promote one single item, but they've got those brand new slippers that have got all the extra padding in the bottom of it, so you can actually wear it like a pair of comfy shoes around, if you will. And I got a pair of those that just showed up, so I wore them for the first time yesterday, but because it was going to be cold, I didn't think I wanted to wear them outside for the next few days, so we'll see. But go to the website, MyPillow.com, check out everything that's there on the homepage. You'll see the prices on the items, and it says with promo code, the price is so-and-so, so forth. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, if you go over to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is a page that you click on and it opens up, you'll see a lot more items there. he remarked, and the remarks will be, let's see, insanely low price, deep discounts, and all that sort of stuff, because they are. It's even lower than what it is on the home page. And again, the promo code for everything that's there is the word Captain. Now, if you don't want to order online because you've got, you know, a problem with the internet and this, that, and the other, I get it. So you can call them up on the phone. 800-641-5459. The number, 800-641-5459. And that way you can do all your business on the phone, talk to a live person. You won't need to worry about anybody stealing your stuff off the internet, if you will. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. One more time, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, and the phone number 800-641-5459. You'll find a lot of great things there, and I'm sure you'll be a happy camper, and the people you buy for will be even happier, too. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, guns. Now, this is kind of interesting. You've heard of the Quinnipiac poll, right? Quinnipiac University?
That's right, yeah.
Very liberal.
Yep.
Now, they found that 49% of adults that participated in their poll oppose any of the new gun laws that Democrats are proposing. How do you like that?
That's very interesting. Yes.
That's compared to 46% of those who say they do support further restrictions. Now, the findings mark the first time since 2015 that fewer than 50% of the voters expressed support for new restrictions to the Quinnipiac polls.
Well, this is incredibly telling, I think, Captain, because I think people of whatever political party they might be in or they might support, they see what's happening on the streets of America, and they know that it's becoming a lot less safe.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter where you are in America. I mean, it was just as we saw this horrible tragedy in Waukesha. It was one of the last places in the world you think there would ever be any kind of problem. This is obviously it was a vehicular issue, but in terms of crime, what we're seeing on television, we're seeing all these things happen. People understand, Ken. Oh, and by the way, one of the new trends is the follow-home burglary, where they follow you home. They've seen you at the store. They
right.
see you at the bank. Or,
right.
And they follow you home.
Yep.
So people understand that they need to be able to defend themselves, and, you know, they don't want that taken away from them.
Exactly, and that's why you need to be careful what you do when you approach a vehicle, because someone, you know, when you approach a vehicle to do some dastardly thing, you better have yourself prepared, because I know a lot of people that have got guns right there very close by in their vehicle because of this sort of thing.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's a sign of the times, because if you're not protecting yourself, then, you know, obviously you have to follow the law and all these kinds of things. There's no doubt about that. But conceptually, people understand that once they leave their house, and even in their house, they could be victims of violent crime in a heartbeat. And that's just not right. And the way that we've approached this, or at least the liberal media has approached it, certainly the far left has approached it in this country, glorifying the criminal and trying to hurt the law-abiding citizen, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and good morning to Christine down there in Sarasota. I forgot to say hello to her when I started chiming into everybody there. Now, the Washington Post keeps going back in time and amending 5 years of Russia-related accusations against Donald Trump. I wonder why.
Well, Captain, I think that they don't want to, because a lot of the, it's been proven false, basically. It's been shown that what so many in the media and many in the news business were doing, they were, you know how they talk about Donald Trump and his baseless claims about 2020 and all that? Well, the Russia stuff was all based on baseless claims. It wasn't, there was nothing true about it. So I think they're trying to, CYA on that whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, a little blurb was just sent to me here by Stan. Stan is in Illinois. He didn't say where. He just says, have you seen this? Kim Fox is dropping more felony charges and letting people go.
Really? Okay.
That's the one in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we're seeing is, again, this this notion that, you know, this is all about equity and about this and that, and they have all these words for that. But in reality, it's just like what we were talking about with this individual in Waukesha. You know, it used to be that...
He never should have been out of jail.
Well, that's exactly
never.
Right. Never. And he never should have had $1,000 bail. But the idea is that, you know, if the judges can't keep the hardened criminals,
right.
You know, in jail somehow, you know, they get out. This guy had no business being out, and now we have these five people who have died and many, many, many others who have been injured, and people's lives have been absolutely ruined because the system failed the law-abiding citizen in this case.
Well, again, as we just said, the Washington Post is going back and scrubbing 5 years of Russia-related accusations against Donald Trump after the truth has come out. And a media watchdog right now says the real culprit in all of this? Hillary Clinton.
Well,
who still is walking free.
Yeah, well, and again, so did you wipe your server, Mrs. Clinton? What do you mean, with a cloth or something? You know, see, that's their exact attitude about the stuff that they get involved in, the stuff that they do, and then they get called on it and they make a big joke out of it.
Yeah.
That's what they think of us, how they react to that. Yeah.
Now, CNN's Dana Bash, you know who she is, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
She said the Dems' plan to offset the cost of Build Back Better plan is simply to take some money from over here and over there, but there's not going to be any increase in taxes, right?
Well, of course there'll be increases in taxes. Why do you think they're hiring, what is it, 60 or 80,000 IRS agents?
Yeah,
and they will snoop around and everybody.
Well, she was talking to the New Hampshire governor, which is I believe Governor Sununu.
Yep.
And he said, "Yep, you're right, but it's called taxes."
It's called taxes, but don't worry. See, Captain, most people are immunized from the taxes because they don't make $400,000 a year.
Yeah, let me stop for a second.
Yeah.
The people that are making 25, 45, 65. 85, 105 are all going to get hit by the tax man with this new bill. Watch and see.
Oh, but of course. And they'll go back to Joe Biden's campaign promise and he'll go, huh, what?
But one good thing.
What's that?
Joe Manchin is not going to vote for this in its form because the people of West Virginia, that poll they did, that's his support.
Well, of course. And so here we go, round two, demonize Joe Manchin and make sure that, you know, he's public enemy number one and he doesn't understand what's happening and all this kind of stuff. It's going to be a full court press again, and we're going to stand strong with Senator Manchin on this whole thing.
All righty. Hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden on Monday mourned the lives lost in a deadly incident at a Wisconsin holiday parade, calling the violence a tragedy.
People of Waukesha We're gathered to celebrate the start of a season of hope and togetherness and Thanksgiving. This morning, Jill and I and the entire Biden family, and I'm sure all of us, pray that that same spirit's going to embrace and lift up all the victims of this tragedy.
At least 5 are dead and 40 others injured after a man drove his vehicle through the Waukesha, Wisconsin holiday parade. Attorney Mark Richards said Monday that if he were to offer advice to Kyle Rittenhouse, it would be to change his name and start his life over. Richards responded to a question from a Fox News reporter about several Republican members of Congress offering to have Rittenhouse as a congressional intern. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And remember, Relief Factor is something that I take, and I've been taking for well over 6 years. It works for me. It'll work for you, especially if you've got those aches and pains coming from a little rheumatism, arthritis, bursitis. Maybe you've done something to yourself where you've had some surgery and you've stretched some ligaments or muscles or whatever the situation might be. This product, all natural, as a matter of fact, will take care of the immediate problems you have and perhaps even keep you off the hardcore stuff for quite a while, because it is 100% drug-free, and the natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it even helps to lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problems is that you happen to be having at the time. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways, which alleviates the pain right at the source. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it supports healthy joints and muscles and even helps with the healing process. Now, all you got to do to try the 3-week quick start, which costs $19.95 and a 3-week quick start, is to go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And they got the little tutorials there. You can look at the videos under there. You can look at the little slides under there. But whatever you do, make sure you try the 3-week quick start, because that's going to lay it all out for you. And you'll know what this product will do for you. And like I say, the people that get on it, they stay on it. Just that simple. Relieffactor.com/captain. Because after all you have to do is lose a little pain. Right, Kyle?
That's right.
Beto O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke. The gift that keeps on giving.
I was just going to say that. That is so funny.
Yeah. He was in a town hall meeting, and somebody told him to get out of town or something?
Well, yes. Now, this is coming from Town Hall, townhall.com, and they have a little synopsis, Captain, of what happened when he made a campaign stop, evidently, in Houston, evidently, a person identified as Robert, as a Texas rancher, came up to him and told him, Beto, I'm Robert. I'm a native Houstonian. On behalf of the ranchers, the oil and gas, the farmers, like Maxine Waters, he says, I'm in your grill telling you don't come back. We don't want you here. Get the hell out, he said. and then all after he said, shaking O'Rourke's hand, he says, hey, Beto, come and take it. It ain't going to happen. You lost twice. No means no. So couldn't have said it better, right?
Well, he's rejecting the extremism in our gun laws and supports rewriting our immigration laws. Wonderful.
Right. Well, you know, what does that sound like?
Sounds like socialism.
Well, yeah, and it's all done under the idea that I'm going to bring the state together, and Greg Abbott is too divisive with his politics and all this stuff. And here we go again. Would you have to do round three with Beto O'Rourke? Really? You know, he doesn't get the message, I guess, that especially in Texas, these views are going to be so completely unpopular. In other words, what is he trying to do? I mean, he never did make it to Gunzar under the Biden administration, so that, I guess, tells you something. He wasn't hired by them, even.
Well, his policies just are not popular, and the Democrats are finding out that their own plans that they have for guns are not popular amongst their people. Now, wait till you hear this one. The committee investigating the January 6th riots on the U.S. Capitol has issued subpoenas Monday to 5 more individuals, including former Donald Trump's ally Roger Stone and radio host Alex Jones.
Well, very interesting, and of course, where it comes to Alex Jones and so forth,
couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Well, right. They continue to cobble together their storyline for this. But at the same time, I think they're missing a large part of the story.
Well,
go ahead.
I realize they want to be noticed, both of those guys, and they want to have people pay attention to them. But they've long since stopped doing that when it was found out the stuff they were peddling wasn't true.
Well, right. But to the January 6th investigative Capitol Hill committee, they're simply going to want to try to bring on people who they can try to tie to everybody else or everything else and make it look like this is all a bunch of big wacko thing. But and of course nobody we've talked about it at length, right? Nobody should have gone in the Capitol. They shouldn't have trespassed. They shouldn't have done what they did.
Mm-hmm.
We all understand that. But the larger picture obviously is going to be completely ignored by the Democrats on the committee.
Now, the House GOP right now is warning of a backdoor alcohol, tobacco, and firearms deal for a firearms registry.
Well, many people across the country, I think, disagree with the idea of some national registry of this kind of thing.
Unless you're a Democrat.
Well, that's right, because it does smack as a national police force kind of thing, and this, these kinds of things that begin to supersede states and their right to govern as they see fit and have their laws and so forth. So, in other words, it's the misnomer and the illusion, actually, is that somehow everything should just proceed from Washington and then just, filter out across the country. That's not the way it really works.
Now, we heard that the Virginia School Boards Association was going to cut the cord, if you will, with the National School Boards Association. And officially, yesterday, they did just that, citing persistent patterns of dysfunction with the national organization.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. And, you know, the issues with the school boards and how things are, you know, how we set things up to be taught for our children and so forth, it's another massive division in this country. And I think there are those who really want to capitalize on stuff like that.
Yeah, and I'm trying to set something up here to play. Let's see if I can do it. Okay, here we go. All right. And now, leading up to my Dr. Fauci story of the day, we played Hail to the Chief, right?
Hail to the Chief, yeah.
Yeah, for Dr. Fauci, the doctor of all doctors, right?
Fauci the first.
Yeah. Wait till you hear this. Dr. Fauci said, and I quote, "I'm very pleased that we're in a situation where there's no confusion."
Well, I think most people are confused with whatever.
With him?
Yeah, with whatever it is Dr. Fauci is going to
tell
us.
What the hell is he talking about?
Well, is he talking about the idea of getting boosters and so forth? That might be what he's talking about. But there has been so much confusion. There has been so many times the goalposts have been moved, and they can do it. Literally, they're in a position where he can do whatever he wants, because he can simply say, well, the science changed, you know. And in other words, it allows him to hide behind that kind of stuff without actually really doing science. And I'll just say this real quick, Captain. In the real world of scientific endeavor and inquiry, there's this stuff called being peer-reviewed. People want to replicate your data, your experiments, and so forth. But I don't think that's really been allowed, you know, or it's not really been encouraged, or it's been poo-pooed. And then they're the wackos. You can't talk about this or that kind of treatment because it doesn't agree with Dr. Fauci and what he has proclaimed.
Well, it's just like the Biden administration. And what they're trying to do, it's proving that big government and all the socialism they're throwing at us isn't working. Because if it was, why are we paying through the nose on gasoline and food products and clothing and, your trash removal is going up or has gone up. Your power bills are going to go up next. Wait till you see what happens there. It's all just a complete upside-down equation here.
Well, it certainly is. It certainly is. And the idea of what they are trying to throw at us is something that's just incompatible with the American system as it's been traditionally understood to be. That's why, as you mentioned, Captain, it's the fundamental transformation. They have to go that direction in order to get what they really want.
Somebody's asking me about my show. It's Mark in Clearwater. I'm running a regular week, Mark. I'm not going anywhere. So I'll be here.
That's right. Yeah, we'll be here all week. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. And we will be. And you will be too.
Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Captain's going to give you the number. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Friday, Slow Ride by Foghat. Remember that one, Kyle?
I do. 1975.
Yeah. They got that going. I mean, that was, I remember that everybody liked dancing to it, liked playing it, so that was a favorite for a lot of folks. All right there, my friend. Take it away out west for the weather.
All right, folks, we're tracking some rain and also some sleet and snow out there in the northwest tonight. Seattle, I believe, reporting rain right now. Portland and Seattle both having rain in their forecast. Richard the Marine there from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon reported rain and 45-degree temperatures just a little while ago. But you're definitely going to have rain and sleet both in central Washington and parts of northern central Oregon. Also tonight, 4th of July pass. Right now, folks, we're looking at 32 degrees. It's reporting rain and snow, and rain and snow also forecast for Tuesday, so that's going to persist. Also, Snoqualmie Pass on I-90. Right now, they're reporting that the roadway is bare and wet at this time, and it's raining, but of course, we could also be seeing snow develop as well. So just be careful, be aware of that. We do have winter weather advisories also around near Missoula, Montana. No rain or anything going on there right now, but it is registering at 27 degrees right now, Captain. Central California, we do have dense fog. Now, this is all along California 99 up through Fresno and Merced, starting at Bakersfield. That's also along the I-5 corridor, also up towards about aligned with Merced. So this would be south of Stockton and starting around Bakersfield. So be aware of that. High winds in Wyoming tonight around Casper, also Elk Mountain, Cheyenne, as well as up near Cody and all the way up towards Gillette. So be aware of those, especially with high-profile vehicles.
Now, we got some weather way down south, Texas way on the Mexican border, down there around McAllen, over towards Harlingen. And then we've got some fog coming up the coastline tonight going up towards Houston. A little bit of fog east of Houston as you go towards Beaumont. That'll be along I-10. We do have some unsettled sea conditions there right along the Mexican border on up to Houston, on over all the way to about Pensacola. So there'll be a little bit of rough condition there. Might be a little bit of shore flooding going on there, too, based on what the wind's doing. Now, I will tell you, Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan, you're going to be in the midst of what we call lake effect snow, depending on where you're at and which way the winds blow. We've already got some snow that's kind of settling in up there in the upper peninsula of Michigan. We're looking at some possibility of some snow over there around Traverse City, as well as over there around the boot. Yep, the boot. Folks listening to us there in Michigan on the boot, you might see some snow over in your area today. Again, it all depends on what happens with the wind. We've had northwest winds. It looks like now they're turning around to northeast. And if they do, and then they'll go straight out of the north, and that'll change the pattern of the way the snow will come down. So be advised, Lake Ontario, Lake Erie, same thing there, depending on which way the winds are blowing. But there's lake effect snow in the forecast right through the end of the week. And we do have from the Chesapeake Bay on down now to about, Charleston, South Carolina. You've got a gale warning along the ocean side there of the East Coast. And then further out to sea, we've got some rough seas. So if you're on a cruise ship headed over to maybe the Bahamas, you might have an interesting little voyage going over that way. East Coast of Florida got some winds there now from about Fernandina Beach on down towards Lake, down towards West Palm. So it'll be a little breezy along the water there. But other than that, got some cool temperatures. Right now it's 59 degrees where I'm at here in Tampa. To the north of me, temperatures tonight will be in the 40s. They'll be in the 30s further up the line. Got freeze warnings, got frost warnings, got frost watches and whatnot all across the south tonight. So be advised of that. And the weather is going to get exciting there, Mr. Kyle, for the next few days. So tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him, and we appreciate you folks tuning in and telling us all the different things that you like about him being on the program. So there you go. All right, well, let me go on over here, and on the telephone line we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff going on here. But I think what I'll do is I'll start out with whatever the hell this nonsense is that continues in California, the flash mobs doing all this looting. I mean, they're not only in California, they're in Illinois, they've been in Washington State, they've been in Oregon. I mean, what the hell's going on here?
What you're saying is the collapse of society. I don't know how else to put it. And it's being allowed by the progressive district attorneys. A handful of these governors. You know, defund the police is not completely the culprit here, because in a lot of cases, these people are, in fact, being arrested.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not being sentenced. So you've got district attorneys that are making recommendations on these cases, or they're dropping the charges altogether so they don't even get to a judge. But if they do get to a judge, they're making these recommendations, and the judge is, you know, they're getting lazy, these criminal judges, and they give them these light sentences, or they give them no bail or very little bail. I mean, this cat in Waukesha, this guy
was a career criminal.
Mm-hmm. For attempted murder,
mm-hmm.
He got out on $1,000
mm-hmm.
on bail.
After running somebody over. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Correct. The baby mama.
Yep.
So we have the collapse of society going on here, and it is. You know, these district attorneys are George Soros district attorneys.
That's right.
So I don't know how long it will be till we can. I keep seeing things, you know, get America back. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long it will take to return to some kind of law and order. I don't know.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with Denise Simon after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, and we hope that you'll be right back along with us.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 50...
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.